Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. Each week, I either speak to someone or research an aspect of lichen sclerosis and bring you the results, so you don't have to go searching. This week, I want to talk to you about something that came up in our virtual meetup this past Saturday. And if you don't know about the virtual meetups, you need to go to lssupport.net/connect, look it all over, and sign up. And join us next Saturday when we're live 2 to 4 or 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We get all types of ladies in there from all parts of the journey, and we cry, we laugh, we just vent. It's a good time to release, to learn, and to share your experience. This past Saturday, in both sessions, this topic came up, and I felt called to speak to you about it, because if these ladies were thinking about it, I'm pretty sure it's crossed your mind as well. And I know it's definitely crossed my mind multiple times. And that's letting LS take control of our lives. And I'm here to tell you, no, we're not doing that. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to make sure to thank my sponsor, Lichen Sclerosis Support Network, for making it their mission to get people diagnosed earlier and get the treatment they deserve.
This information is for educational purposes and does not constitute medical advice. Speak to your medical professional before making any changes to your care.
All right. So, how many times have you researched LS, or have you gone into a Facebook group, or have you gone onto social media and you've seen, if you have LS, you can't use perfumed fragrances. If you have LS, you can't wear tight pants. If you have LS, you can't do this, 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 and that. I'm here to tell you, you may be able to wear those tight pants. You might not be able to wear them all the time, but you might be able to wear them some of the time, and that's better than none. So during the virtual meetup, we were discussing my previous episode with Dr. Cynthia Wesley. And if you haven't checked out that episode, you want to, if you want to know anything about grooming and bathing and all that good stuff on how to take care of our vulvas when we have lichen sclerosis. So we were talking about hair down there and, you know, removing it and everything. And she expressed shock that you could actually do laser treatments and the shaving. She thought that she wasn't going to be able to groom anymore. So I asked her, why did you think that? She said she was recently diagnosed and she had been down the Google wormhole and she had read about irritation and things like that. So she assumed that that would cause irritation and she no longer could do it. Then another lady expressed that she had read that you couldn't use fragrance soaps on your vulva and that you should only do water. And she was shocked that the doctor said that it was okay. And this kind of got me worked up, because here's the thing, and this is exactly what I told them. Don't let LS change your life. Don't let it come in and stop you from doing things that you enjoy, stop you from doing things that you normally do, because now you have this diagnosis. Everyone is different. You're gonna hear some people say, you can't wear tight clothing. As a matter of fact, one of the ladies had packed up all her tight jeans, her tights and things, and she was gonna give them away to charity. And her husband was telling her, don't do that. And I seconded that, and so did some of the other ladies, because even if you can't wear them now, let's just say you can't wear them at all, or you can't wear them long times, that's now. When you get this disease managed, you don't know how you're going to feel. You may be able to wear your tight pants or whatever to work, or, you know, out with the girls, or out on a date with your husband, or wherever you want. The sexy underwear, that was another thing. Someone threw out all their sexy underwear. You don't have to do that. If you can't wear them now, put them to the side. You don't know where you're going to be in 2, 3, 6 months, a year. Don't let LS take control of your life. Don't rearrange the way you live for LS. Have faith that you're going to manage this disease and get back to living the way that you want. That's what we concentrate on in the LS Warriors. We're tackling the mental roadblocks. We are tackling the physical roadblocks, and we're doing it together. We support each other. And when someone comes in and has a question, guess what? We all share our experiences. We're not telling anybody what to do. We're not giving advice. We're sharing our lived experiences, and we're sharing what we've learned from doctors or research or anything like that. But most of the time, it's just sharing our lived experiences and you taking what you can from it. And guess what? There have been amazing transformations. Ladies who've come in and they were desperate and feeling like their life was over and they were ready to change everything because of LS. And now they are managing their disease. They've tackled the mental health aspect of this, and they are living their best life. And you can too. So do not give up hope. Keep your soaps. That's another thing. You're going to hear a lot of people give you a lot of advice. And here's my thing. Everyone is different. Just like LS is individualized, so is what we can and cannot do. And that changes and evolves along your journey. Like I said, you may not be able to wear those tight pants now for long hours, but you can wear them to the store. You can wear them out on a couple hour date to the movies or something like that. And then you can grow on that as you progress on your journey. And you may flare and then you have to pull back again. But you don't get rid of all your stuff. If you like to dress sexy with tight clothes on and then go to loose fitting clothes that aren't your personality, don't do that. Don't let LS change you. You are still sexy. You can still be sexy. You are all of those things. And don't give LS the power. Retain your power. You know, what else there is? The fragrance soaps. If the fragrance soaps have not been hurting you or causing you irritation, why are you getting rid of it? Because some medical site said that you should? Have they tested you? Have they come and talked to you or followed your symptoms and giving you an irritant test on this soap? No. So just because you have LS does not mean everybody cannot use fragrance soaps. And it's not even every fragrance soap. You might have an irritation or a reaction to one type of soap and not another. Do not let LS change your life. You tweak and you adjust as needed, but you continue living your life. And I'm telling you, if you need help with that, you need to come and see us in the LS Warriors, because that's our specialty. What's another one that you hear a lot? Oh, diet. You can't eat this food. You can't eat that food. You got to give this up. You got to give up sugar, gluten, all these things. And that doesn't work for everybody. We are not a one size fits all shirt. We have to have our lives tailored to what we want and what our body wants and doesn't want. I, for one, food doesn't bother me at all. My trigger is stress. And I know that from tracking. I know that from lived experience. And you have to figure out what your body, your individual body, wants, needs, and doesn't want. And then make adjustments to that. Modify to that. Because if you like sugar and someone tells you, oh, you can't eat sugar because now that's going to trigger your LS, and you give up sugar and that's not your trigger, guess what? You're making yourself miserable just because somebody on the internet told you that you can't have sugar. Don't do that. If you think sugar or some food might be a trigger for you, test it. I have a symptom tracker that you can use. lssupport.net/symptom tracker. Download it, use it, adjust it to what your needs are, and test. But don't just take someone's word for it. Everything is so individualized. One size fits all is not us. We are human. Everyone is different. Our symptoms are different, different degrees and different places, because our bodies are different. So of course, we're all going to react different. And what we react like now may be different 6 months to a year from now, because we're going to be at a different stage of our healing. So please do not let LS change your life. Don't let it steal your joy. If you enjoy taking bubble baths, if you enjoy that sweet smelling shampoo, that do it. And if you find, okay, I'm irritated afterwards, or this is causing me to itch more, I itch more after a shower or after I wash my hair or whatever it is, track it. See, make sure there's nothing else. And eliminate slowly. Eliminate one product. So if you have a routine in the shower, eliminate one product at a time. See how it affects you. It may not be your shampoo. It may not be your soap. But if you throw everything away, you're never going to know. So track it. Be your own detective. We have to become investigators on our bodies. We have to become the experts, not someone on the internet telling you to throw away all your soaps and all your shampoos. You can't shampoo in the shower. I've had that one. Someone, this poor lady, she went from shampooing in the shower to shampooing her sink because she read on a support group that she can't get shampoo on her vulva. This has added time. This is her, I'm sure her back hurt. This is an inconvenience in her life. All because someone said she shouldn't get shampoo on her vulva. You don't even know what kind of shampoo it is. How can they tell you that? So please, please test, see what your body needs and what it doesn't like and what it doesn't need, and adjust accordingly. And just know that it's going to change as you move through this journey at different stages. Like for me, I know 3 or 4 days of the month when I'm ovulating, my vulva does not like to be enclosed in underwear. I just get, I get irritated. And it's not like, oh my God, I can't stand it. It's just a little irritation that I know this is different. So what do? Those 3 or 4 days, I sleep without underwear. The other days, I don't have an issue. I adjust accordingly. But I still use the same soaps I did. I still use the same shampoo. Actually, no, I don't even use the same shampoo. I use different shampoos. I test with different conditioners. Yeah, I have curly hair. They discontinued my favorite product line. So now I'm searching and testing different things. But guess what? Not everything is fragrance free. They're natural fragrances, but... And I love me some lavender soap or some oatmeal soap. Test. And I wash my vulva with the soap. Not just water. I don't feel clean that way. Test. Don't change your life or give up things just because a website or someone on the internet told you to. Don't let LS steal your joy. All right. Email me, DM me. All of my links will be in the description. If you want to talk about it, come to the virtual meetups. We discuss this stuff. If you want more information, education, and support, come join LS Warriors. You get 1 month free, and I guarantee you, you will not regret it. It is an amazing community. It's small. It's intimate. You get to know the ladies and they become your friends. You can check out the LS Warriors at lssupport.net/joinwarriors. And again, all of these details will be in the show notes. So if you're driving, no worries. All right. I hope you have an amazing week. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.